When in the West, listen to the best. Raglan Community Radio, 98.1.
If you like random,
I see sinners in a church,
lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics,
devil's a liar,
and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion that you have.
RaglanRadio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey.
Yora Tatu, good evening everyone. It's me, Reza, and it's time for your very random rendezvous with me. On this very cold Monday evening, 7 o'clock, and as always on a Monday, Neil will be with me shortly. We have a lot to talk about. Holy moly, there's a lot of stuff going on the Raglan notice board that we will unpack. I also have a little themed music thing this week. For once I made a playlist. I have a lot of 80s 90s song and like remix versions, and here's one of my favorite songs, Bronski Beat with Small Town Boy. Enjoy.
Alone on a platform, the wind and the rain on a sad and lonely face.
Coming, guys, just a bit of a build up. small town boy from Bronski Beat in the 12-inch version. So that's like a solid 9 minutes of small town boy. What a fantastic song, though. Still one of my all-time faves. And yeah, that was from... That's a remix, remastered and extended 2018. And yeah, I guess what makes that group so special was that, you know, the experience and struggles of being gay in the 80s in Britain. And, you know, I remember watching the video as a kid and being like, Mom, what is he singing about? And Mom doesn't speak English, so she didn't know. So that's in the forefront of the gay rights movement. And I guess it's still pretty shitty to be gay in a small town. There's this wonderful, amazing rainbow group that we have in Raglan. Lily Murphy is doing that. And we were supposed to do something about that and get together. And we haven't done it yet, but I'm sure we will. Good things take time. There's so much going on that we want to share with you guys regarding the Raglan Notice Board. Jake is not with us this week. If you missed the show from last week, there is the archived material on raglanradio.com where you can re-listen to that if you wish. Otherwise, just stay tuned for tonight because I'm pretty sure it's just going to be as funny as always. All due to Neil, not me, obviously. Here's another one of my favorite favorite artists from the 80s, Daryl Hall and John Oates. I Can't Go For That. It's the No Can Do Pomo remix.
I can't go for that. No. I can't go for that. No. I can't go for that. No. I can't go for that. Can't go for that.
I can't go for that. No, 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 can't do. I can't go for that.
No Can Do. See, it's the No Can Do remix. I Can't Go For That from Daryl Hall and John Oates. Great tune. And it is the time of the week where we're kind of doing this. It's Raglan Rage time, and with me is Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Dolan.
Good evening, listeners, and thanks for making the comments out there and giving us some feedback throughout the week as we go about our business about the Raglan Rage.
This show could not exist without you.
So thank you.
Yeah, thanks to you guys. I mean, you're basically making the Raglan notice board.
And to all our Patreons. Thank you. You get the special show.
All our sponsors that we don't have. Thanks for shouting us all the things.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, if you do want to sponsor us, more than happy to. Just
give us a call.
Give us money. Yeah, or call us on 825-0268. You can also call if you want to complain about the complainers on the notice board or just add a comment
on air. Or you can
air.
Go straight onto regular notice board and complain on there.
And do that there. Just be like, oh my God, Raisa and Neil, they're like the worst. Yeah, I would love that.
That would be great.
That
would be a good one, because then it's almost like circular.
It's yeah.
Like
it's all
we
coming
would
back.
Be talking about something that is about us.
Yeah. You guys were really busy. I feel like it's going to be hard to nail down every single comment.
We're going to have to go for maybe a bit of a top.
Yeah.
A top.
A
amount.
Top five?
Rather,
shall we do a
yeah,
top five?
Rather than going through all 45 of them, if we just go through
that
five
many?
Or six.
You did your research, my friend.
You know, we got to do it. We got to, you know, we've got to make time for the listeners out there. We put a lot of respect and a lot of effort into the show. Don't
so
we?
Much effort.
Research.
I mean, the hours I spent on the weekend. You know,
I've heard.
It's like 5 to 6 minutes. Hey, I made a playlist today, so and that's good.
I've been listening to some great music and really loved the Bronski Beat song.
It's a great tune, right?
Great tune.
It's one of my favorites from the 80s has so much great stuff, though. It's so hard to pin it down to like a top five. But we shall pin down our top five for... Oh, it's not working. Damn it. I wanted to do a drum roll. It's not working. Our top five for the Raglan notice board. Well, do you want to start? Like, are
okay,
we doing your top five and then my top five, or should
I think,
we just?
I think some of my top five will be your top five, so it might be a bit of a merge. But
yeah,
I will read
let's just
one.
Merge. Let's keep merging.
This is quite a good one. Mm-hmm. My rant: I walk our dog on the dog beach. Who is guilty of putting old frying pans, old pillow, and broken foam mattress in the rubbish? You are just lazy. Take it to the tip. Not okay.
Mm.
And she has a point.
Well,
do
she
not
does.
Put your fry pans in by the dog beach.
No, you don't. What I enjoyed about that comment, though, that was, well, the comment section was, as always, very entertaining.
Yeah.
Only, how many do I see that here? I can't. All comments. Oh, it doesn't tell me how many numbers.
There's a few, but all I know is back in the 70s, it didn't happen. The town was so small, someone would identify the culprit and make them clean it up. If they didn't, some good sort in the community would rally the troops and clean up. All solved. No more loners and the culprits remorseful.
Yeah. I mistook this one actually for another one that was quite similar. Where so- oh, the fridge. The fridge on the side of the road.
Yes,
that was similar. I think it would also be in the same category of, you know,
leaving
shit out
things.
There. But that got a little bit more heat when it comes to the comment section. I
and
participated.
Even though it was a fridge, it got heat.
Oh my God. You really said that. You really went there, did you? Yeah, because I think there was... I mean, we can talk about the waste situation. I think this Zero Waste is doing a great job. And I know that the inorganic collection has stopped in the Waikato district. I know that because we know that I work there. And there's a lot of people who don't agree with that, but I'm also like...
Yeah.
You know?
Put out your stuff.
Just what? Bring it to the dump yourself.
I mentioned this a few months ago on the show, but in case we've got new listeners, my friend had an old freezer that wasn't working and he needed to get rid of it. So he put it outside his house and put $20 price tag on it. And then someone stole it.
So if you want to get rid of your stuff, just leave it there and say, hey, I want $30 for it. And then people think, oh, this is like worth $30. Let's steal it.
Yeah, and right? But then we don't want to encourage dumping.
No, I mean, sorry, that's not what I'm saying, obviously.
I thought that was very clever of him.
It is smart. I feel like that's something.
So a few comments there. We could make a nice bath. Someone said someone needs a slap.
A slap?
On there.
Are we encouraging violence now?
No, but I'm just saying I'm not saying, as I read these posts, I'm so excited. As I read these posts, I'm not, I'm not saying to people, this is my thoughts.
You
I'm
guys should
these
slap people for being idiots. Sometimes it might help.
Our number one commenter, or up there, Felix Larson, says, yes. That's not a freezer, that's your new DJ table.
Yeah, Felix is always good for the comment section.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. So I do like our wandering animals. I'm always bored when it's another dog, but I get really excited when it's a chicken.
Yeah.
So there was a lost chicken on Manukau Road a day ago. It said, happy to give it a loving home if, nobody claims it. So I wonder. And then they were like, could be mine, not mine, could be mine, and all that stuff. And you're like, I mean, some of those chickens look quite similar.
Yeah, and then we had the post, did it cross the road?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Do you know why the chicken actually went to the library?
No.
To get a book out!
Oh,
not
my
bad,
God.
Eh? Not bad.
No. But what is about chickens crossing the street? Why is that funny now?
It's just like a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? And then there's lots of
why?
Jokes.
But why?
It's just humor.
Yeah, why?
It's humor. Sometimes people like to laugh.
No, not in this show here. This is serious, regular notice board business only. But yeah, I'm like, well, maybe that chicken just wants to go for a walk. Who says it's lost? Maybe it's an introvert, needs some alone time. I do like that.
That was nice. And it's a great snap there, and it looks very, very happy
it
just out
cute.
There. I wonder
the
what
walk of shame. It's just the walk of shame. Went to another rooster next door and then walked back. Walk of shame. We've all done it. We know what that feels like.
Everybody.
Hey, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and this is the Raglan Rage section where my friend Neil joins us every Monday to talk about the most important Raglan notice board things. We said we do a little top five, but we're basically just scrolling through the things being, oh, this one is a great one. So we shall continue that after David Bowie and Honey Dijon with Let's Dance and the Honey Dijon Moonlight Remix.
Coming at ya.
Put on your fear your grace should fall. For fear tonight is all. You could look into my eyes.
That's a pretty good tune for a late night in the club. David Bowie and Honey Dijon in the Let's Dance Honey Dijon Moonlight Remix. And we're back with Raglan Rage, which means Neil is here.
Good evening, listeners.
I feel like now that we're a little bit on the map of local radio.
We're huge.
We're massive. Everybody knows us. There's people who comment on things just because they want to be mentioned, like Bexy. Hi, Bexy.
Hi.
She's in Australia right now, but I'm sure she's going to binge our show next week.
She'll be tuned in.
She's an archive binger. she's an archive binger. It sounds like a disease.
I'm an archive binger.
So she finds us hilarious, apparently, and I don't think it's just because we're friends. Well, maybe it is, but who cares?
Tonight's show is brought to you by Bexy.
Yeah. And then, hey, Bexy, if you want to sponsor us, you know. Brought to you by Bexy.
Best in the West.
Yeah, best yoga teacher in the West. So she's been doing a good job on the notice board, giving people ships.
Yeah.
For, you know, just want to be mentioned on Raglan Rage. So it's pretty awesome. And then Jasmine, my dear friend Jasmine, also jumped on that wagon recently. Where our good admin Jake Fialka posted, does the Raglan notice board want anon postings? Anonymous postings, that is. Facebook is forcing it back on the 22nd of June, but we can keep it off. We will go with a consensus on this one. All anon posts will have to be manually approved. And then there's a little explanation what that means. And there is... How many comments did that one get? It got heaps.
There was a big lineup.
It was a big lineup. And then at some point, I think it was either Jasmine or Bexy saying, you're just bringing this up because of the Raglan Rage. You actually don't really... Like, is this real or are we just doing that for the Raglan Rage? And I did not read all the posts, but there's heaps of them. Some people are just like, yes, no, yes, no. Oh, here, Jasmine. You're just trying to create content for Raglan Rage, aren't you, Jake? And the three people laughing, surprise, surprise, me, Jake, and Neil.
Yes.
We're like, ma. And they should. They should make up content just for this show because this is how it goes. This is media, you guys. That's how it works.
It is. And if you do want to listen to Jake from last week's show, you can jump on the Raglan radio page, can't you?
But what's your... yeah, I don't know what I feel about yes, no. I also don't really care too much, to be fair. I just felt like, oh, something I can comment on without reading everything.
Yeah,
and not having
another great
a strong
one from
opinion.
Felix, one of our top contributor, and actually says top contributor. Get off your fainting couches, people with real names. Plaster this board with wall-to-wall bullships every day.
Bullships, yeah. I love a bit of bullship here and there. Maybe we should invite Felix too to talk about the notice board and what his as a major contributor, like what his his dreams and aspirations for the notice board, but also what is his objective? Like, is he just spending fun time doing all the things he does on the notice board.
I think it's just humor. I think he is a very, very funny man.
I mean, he is. I'm not arguing with that. But I also just think, because I see on almost every post, there's always a Felix comment. And I'm like, how much time does this guy have? Does he get paid? You know, is he in Jake's pocket? Like, that's what I'm wondering it
right
now.
Could be. Could be.
Do you think it's like a big conspiracy that we're just undercovering here?
There's something going on. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
We're going to get to the bottom, everybody. Stay tuned.
So most people said no. They were all going, no, 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 nope, no.
I think I said no.
No, I like people to know it's me they are dealing with. No.
Hey!
We've got one yes there. No, no, no. Got no issue with it if administered correctly.
And that's the point people are trying to make. Even if it's anonymous, the admin will still need to approve, so it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, and you can always set up a fake account anyway.
Yeah. Because we talked about that last week with Jake. As in, like, wouldn't it be nice to have anonymous Facebook profiles everywhere, you know?
It would be great.
Might be cool to not get angry at a certain person for riding dumb ships. For those of you who don't know, are we saying ships instead of other words? This is a PG all ages show, so we're not allowed to swear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's what my show tomorrow evening is for, 8:30. It's a compulsory swearing situation. So if you need that, if you miss it, tomorrow's your show. What else?
What else? Okay, we've got another one here. Where is it? There it is. Who the ? Left this in the middle of the road by Hills Road turnoff. Car in front of me has two flat tires, and I have one, and the car behind me flat tire before I chucked it off the road. Fair point. Who left that big bit of wood on the road?
It looked really dangerous.
It did.
It was a few cars that got impaired, right? And a few...
Yeah, it's a big bit of wood. So yep. Driving along Hills Road and... Over that big of a wood, and it caused a friend of ours
had to. There's a lot of car fixing things happening now, which cost money, so it's not really cool. You better apologize, whoever did this out there, because you're definitely listening to that show. I know you do.
So please don't leave things lying on roads.
Is what we're saying. It's all we're saying. It's all we're asking for. It's not much.
I'd say it would have fallen off the back of a ute or something.
Yeah.
Probably a Ranger.
Can't really, I mean, ships happen, right? All the time. I mean, ships happen.
They do.
They do down south, you know, with an inter-islander.
It sure did.
That was one of the most hilarious things happening lately, because the GIFs and the memes.
Yeah, there's a few memes. Memes out there, eh?
It's so good. Yeah, I loved it. But that's not our problem, because it didn't happen in Raglan, so we don't care. Only Raglan Northport stuff happens. One comment that I felt like I needed to read twice, because I wasn't sure I understand what was going on. So, up to clown. Now, I may not drive a costly four-wheel drive or own one like yourself. However, don't bother among the Taferi Road where you and I live. That your monster has the right of way, nah. You don't. You can see quite clearly roadworks and right outside mine. That's me, Red. She's an A to B set of wheels, but she's not rude. Teach your boy some manners, or a hui at the driveway may result in his bumper being slapped. Comprendo. I have no idea what this person is trying to say. And it's not a language barrier, dare I say.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it involves two cars that don't get along. And she's trying to vouch for her car to get along with the other car? I don't know. It's like, what happened? And it's funny because it has 110 reactions.
Wow, that's a good amount, hey? That really hit a nerve.
But I think because a lot of people were finding the comment itself hilarious. And I think somebody even wrote, I have no idea what's going on. You had me at up to. That was basically me. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. Your message or point is, you notice the word hui. Your assumption is what? A Māori's involved? I know many people use the word kai. They Italians. There was no road rage or right of way for privilege purposes. No one following nada. No speed bumps. Number plate front to number plate. Road has been lifted considerably by graders of large. I'm only a peacock letterbox away from my driveway. Wait. Manners. One was in their monster like I'm moving if I had to. Even that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is this Kiwi slang for complaining and moaning? Because I don't know if I understand. I'm so lost. I feel so useless.
Well, there you go. And if you can work that out, give us a call on the phone number.
825-0268. If you understand what this whole post is about, please let us know because we're completely in the dark. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza Monday evening at 7:40. We still got another 50-ish minutes of rage. Well, we'll see how far we come with our rage because once we get really raging, we kind of like, whew, need a breather.
Yeah.
So we're going to do you know Falco, Neil? Falco is like an Austrian,
yes.
80s Austrian,
yes.
Synthy pop. Yeah, Rock Me Amadeus. And this is with Ten Snake, Hoch wie nie, the Ten Snakes Sutja remix. So let's see what that does for,
let's
oh my gosh, 8.5 minutes. I didn't see that when I started playing.
It's a lot of airtime.
Maybe we break it up in the middle if we're bored.
Yeah, good point.
Let's see how we go, eh?
Stay with us.
Maybe we like it, maybe we don't. appreciating that song,
oh, yeah,
and are kind of chatting about it, he just explained to me that this end now, which is another 2 minutes, is basically made for DJs who, well, you explain it better.
Might want to mix something else in there.
Mix it in.
Mix it in. What a great track, though.
Right?
40 years.
Oh, I know.
That's brilliant.
That's great. Yeah, that's the Ten Snake remix. Well, the Ten Snake Suji remix from Falco's Hoch wie nie, which was from the movie that I have never seen in my life called Helden von heute, Heroes from Today. But yeah, what a great song. I think it's coming back. Just like a little something in the background. But yeah, it's great. It's great. We love it. And while we'll just easily talk over Falco,
let's go back into some Raglan Rage.
Yes.
All right, here's a question. And if you were listening to the show last week, you would know the answer to this. But if you didn't hear the show last week, you can listen to that as a bit of a podcast.
Yeah, there's an archive on raglanradio.com.
So check that out. But the question is, can somebody enlighten me why there are two notice boards?
Yeah.
So Felix, our top contributor, says most of us don't really know why there's one.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh. Wah, wah, wah. Very true.
We've got, this is the OG Raglan notice board. There's mm-hmm. three, because anyone can start a group, and for the Aucklanders. Laugh out loud. LOL. Or is that lots of love?
Lots of love or laugh out loud. And then there's Roffle. R-O-F-L, roll over for laughing. You know that one?
Yeah.
Ruffle. You just say that randomly in a conversation, be like, Ruffle.
Great joke the other night, Ruffle.
Yeah. But to be fair, there's also a Fangaroa notice board.
Okay.
And I was like, huh, I didn't know there's another one.
And then there's Mud Dolphin Excursions.
Yes. Can you please explain what that is, Neil?
Well, that's a bit of a touristy kind of. It's more aimed for the tourists that are coming into Raglan. Check it out, Mud Dolphin Excursions.
I kind of had to turn off my microphone because I was laughing so hard. Yeah, if you do like the Raglan notice board, then you will not be disappointed by Mud Dolphin Excursions. It's a very few selected members as of now. But that doesn't mean you can't be part of it.
No.
It's not exclusive. People can just get in.
Yeah, you can get in. You just got to answer no questions and you're through.
It's very easy. Yeah, we'd love you there. Come join us.
So the reason there was two notice boards was pretty simply because another one was set up.
It's that easy. Another one thought, hey, I want to do my own.
And there might be someone out there tonight who has, you know, been thinking about it for a while to set up the new Raglan notice board.
Please don't. That's so much more work, Neil. Can you think of us and the work that we do? I do want to bring up Bexy again. Oh, my God. She's going to love this.
Like, she is going to be
Bexy, 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 Bexy. So she actually went through the research of figuring out the first baby steps of the notice board.
Okay.
So she went back into all the way back in 2014. Man, that's like 10 years ago.
That's good effort.
I wasn't even in this town back then. When she said, that's when the notice board was basically just a place for 30, 40 friends to like exchange, you know, pepper or salt or information. It was very like tame. She's like, let me send you the tame stuff and then show you when things got out of control. So she sent me screenshots of Melissa McMahon, who was with Jake, one of the founding mothers of the Raglan notice board. So the admin team consisted of Matthew Holmes, and then supporting admin crew was Jacob Fialka, who we had in last year, Anna Claire, last Monday, Anna Cunningham, who we also know, Jocelyn, who I didn't know she was on there, our lovely yeah. herbal dispensary, Jocelyn, and Melissa McMahon, who now lives in Australia.
Oh, awesome.
So there was like announcement, dear people, important to remember this and this and this, no name calling, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, look, this is what we talked about. And it's basically just looking for bloody blah blah. First obvious sign of rage 2 years later is what Bexy says, which is like, I'm feeling a bit on the nutty side. Anyone keen to do a few wetsuited bombs off the bridge at high tide today? I've already managed to wrangle in a couple of peeps to join me. Any takers?
That's great.
That was from Melissa, 3rd of August, 2014.
Oh, it's going back, isn't it?
Man.
The good old days.
And they had 500 members in April 2014. And now we have, what, 6,000 and a half? Is it 10,000 even?
So we just want to say a big thank you to those first 500 because... Sometimes, you know, it can be a bit scary joining a group. So you started it off. Thank you so much for your service.
And Anna, on the 7th of February, 2014, does anyone have two or three whole star anise that I could have? I got halfway through making plum sauce when I realized that I had none. And Super Value doesn't stock it. Would love to collect today. Thanks. And there were 6 comments and it was all nice and there was no rage.
That is really great. So did Bixie actually go deep into the notice board?
She went into back, the notice scroll, board and scroll, searched scroll, for scroll, well, yeah. What I told her, just Google the name Melissa McMahon, who was one of the first people. And she's left so long ago, so there will only be old posts. So February 2014, Fruit Man is looking for a room to rent in town. Anyone looking for a tenant? That was the stuff.
That was
made out of dreams.
That was our people.
Yeah, that was our people. Well, your people, not my people. I wasn't even here.
I mean, our listeners.
Speaking
on behalf of the whole community.
Speaking on behalf,
everyone's
of course, as
gathered,
we should.
Gathered around their wirelesses, listening to the show tonight.
And as we're, it's funny because when you start digging into things, you know, you come across the odd bits and bobs. And you know what I found the other day? The Pooh Towns of NZ Raglan edition.
Oh yes, yep. We were in there.
People out there. If you want to have a fabulous time laughing your butt off for 2.5 minutes, please check out The Rock Drive with Jay and what's his name? Duncan, I think. They have a song, a rap actually.
It's a great song.
A Pooh Towns of NZ, and Raglan comes in that. And it's the Sorry Miss Jackson from Outkast. Just to give you a little.
Great quality from that phone, eh?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, we could have.
Home of Raglan Roast Coffee. There's a shop that makes glasswork from old TVs. Slow drivers on State Highway 23. School kids go surfing when they do PE. Marco's off the coast, pinch your tackle and your catch.
You get the gist?
Get the gist. That was like listening, you know, to 1940s radio through a little speaker, eh? Probably.
Sorry, guys. I could have just looked it up, but I couldn't.
Look it up, everybody, and listen to it in high fidelity.
Yeah, it's from 2020, so it's not that long ago. February 2020, 4 years old, but... And there's a few things that are not even in this town anymore. This is how you can see, oh, gentrification is a thing.
Yeah.
Like certain shops they mention, I'm like, no, that's not here anymore.
It's a great song. They covered it pretty well.
They
did their research, didn't they?
They did their research almost good enough. But yeah, love that song. Saw it for the first time the other day. So I was like, ah, there's still things that surprise me in this town.
Things that you don't know.
Things I don't know about this town and its people. Which, you know, otherwise it's like any good relationship. Otherwise, it'd be boring. You want to be surprised.
You want to discover new things.
Yes, which is what we do on the notice board. We discover new things basically every week. So Neil and I, so you need to picture this. We have like a strenuous research team behind us that's basically doing all the work.
Mm.
And then we just come in, we rock into the board meeting and we're like, okay, this. And then we sit down, we talk about it, we think... Strategically,
yeah, we brainstorm. We do a bit of mind mapping.
Yeah, yeah, I love your mind maps.
Yeah,
they're great. There's a bit big.
Yeah,
because
we just need better whiteboard markers.
Well, if you would just stop writing on the walls, you know, because running out of.
If
space.
You would stop leaving the lids off.
yeah, maybe I'm the problem as always. So, and then, yeah, I feel like I'm sometimes not sure if people who sell things. There is online garage sale. There's Raglan sell, buy, swap. There's so many other pages where you could do that. So I'm always a bit confused when people do that on the notice board. But nobody calls them out for it. So I guess it's fine. How do
they kind of slip it in, don't they?
How do you feel about that?
Well, as Jake said, he didn't want to get overrun with people trying to sell stuff, did he?
So he does. Did he say he allows a few but not too many? Or
I think a few slip through, but there is the Raglan Bind now, isn't there?
Hmm. Yeah, there's heaps of
selling stuff.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll end up with, I've got 10 cups for sale, I've got...
Are you now going through them?
I've got a 1976 diff for a Tirana.
Yeah, we don't want that.
How far do you go?
Nobody needs that. So one thing that I wanted to say to you guys who contribute to the notice board on a daily, weekly, hey, hourly basis for all I know, we need to do better. Like, we need to work a little bit harder. And I have a vague idea of how we can do that. But let me say, there was a spin-off article, June 21st, a tribute to the best and weirdest community Facebook groups. And what can I say? We're not on it.
Not even...
Not even close.
Not one mention.
So there's the top 10. And there's a great article. So on 10 is Aro Valley People's Republic.
Okay.
9 is Swanson Massey Ranui Community Group. 8 is Berhampore Peeps. I have never heard of this place before, but I will check it out. Newtown Peeps.
Mm.
On number 6, we have Point Chevalier Community.
What was that? Porn?
Chevalier.
Oh, Point, sorry.
Point, not porn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is not the Tuesday show, Neil. It's the Monday show. Point Chevalier Community. That's in Auckland, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a community, I guess.
It's a great community.
All their little sub-communities.
They're obviously doing really well because they're on the list.
They're on the list. Rolston Community Forum, or Rolstown? No, Rolston. Yes. And I do like that some groups are literally just for like spying on the suburb and just, yeah. It sounds really amazing. And then a friend of mine said, you should infiltrate these groups and see how they're doing and what they're doing and how we can do
it. Let's do it.
Number 4 is I Love Karori, which is all capitals, exclamation mark. And it turns out it is a big boomer energy there. Roadworks, traffic, bloody council, cycle lanes, dishing out Facebook, YouTube, you know.
A bit of a standard.
Yeah, a bit of a standard. Perfect resource if you're doing your PhD on first world problems. Is what the spin-off writer... The spin-off writer did a good job, I have to say. His name, her name... Oh, please be a girl. I want so much that... Oh, it's an anonymous member and guest writer.
Oh my goodness.
Well, here is my new challenge. Figure out who that was and invite him or her to this show.
Yes.
Right?
Let's do it.
If you're out there listening... Spin-off article writer.
Which you will be, obviously.
I mean, sure, everybody listens to that show. That's all people do on a Monday night. So on number 3, we have Johnsonville Community Notice Board.
Johnsonville, yep. Solid.
You know where that is? Because I was like, where the... Was it? So that's north... It's like between Lower Hutt and Upper Hutt. And so some of this he explained very well of what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're funny, why they're serious.
And what is it?
And Johnsonville Community Notice Board on number 3, and it's just exactly what it says. It is, and exactly as boring as it sounds. Like, huh, cool. On number 2, we have Avondale Community, which is also a suburb of Auckland.
Auckland, yep.
West Auckland, I guess. Yeah. And then number 1, Crofton Downs.
Crofton, where is Crofton?
Where the actual fudge is Crofton. Can you please Google map that? Because I'm going to read out what number 1 makes number 1. This group name is a proper power move because it doesn't feel the need to give you any kind of self-description or purpose. It's like the community Facebook group version of answering the phone with only your full name and a low voice with no actual greeting. I'm too intimidated to join, so whoever these people are, wherever this place is, they win.
Crofton, you are beautiful.
Crofton, we don't know where you are, who you are, or what you're doing. But you're
Crofton, you look like you're in the Manawatu.
Uh-huh. How many people? Show me.
Okay, more about Crofton.
Please.
There's old Crofton.
Crofton.
There
Crofton.
It is.
When Neil says there it is, he's talking to himself and showing himself. It doesn't mean he shows me his phone.
So if you ever ever go to Wellington, you might...
Oh, Okay.
Go past the road that says Martin, the sign that says go to Martin, go
I
to
have
Martin,
seen that
go
sign.
To Martin. Well, it's just near Martin.
Wow. That's in the Wop Wops.
So Martin is a small place and Crofton is even
smaller.
It looks but they
tiny.
Are doing some things correct and they're running a great tight notice board. And if you are from Crofton, get hold of us. We'd love to find out what's going on for you and what you're doing well.
We'd love to congratulate you
actually and get you on the show.
And then, because Jasmine was sending me this. Thanks, Jasmine, for doing the research for us. I mean, for doing it with us. I mean, and I was like, oh my gosh, how do you think these people got on this list without reading it first and realizing it's just a bunch of funny comments about a guy who just did a bit of, you know, fun research. Unlike us, because we're serious journalists. And I was like, what do you think? How do you get on there? What are the criteria? And Jasmine was like, number one, snark. Number two, moaning. Number three, helpfulness. Number four, useless information. Number five, lost dogs.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
more. And I was like, uh-huh. I'm going to quote you on that. So there you have it. So guys, do more moaning. Do more useless information. We want to see it all. And maybe we can make it on the top 11 of this great list.
That would be great. That would be a moment that we as a community can come together
and celebrate our success.
And celebrate our success all the way back to our founders. And we want to just be respectful of our founders. We
want to
thank them right at the beginning. You know, the list you read out?
Yeah.
We just want to pass our acknowledgement to that lovely group of people who. We wouldn't be here. We would not be doing this show if it wasn't for them.
Without people who did the hard moaning first. Yeah.
So thank you.
Just a minute of silence. No, we're not doing that. But it's all fun and games.
The Harbour View Hotel, the centre of Raglan, a bastion of good time. Great food, music, live bands, sports on the big screen, functions, gaming, accommodation and more. Join us for weekly entertainment, Trivia Tuesdays, and Major Prize Draws Thursdays. Saturday entertainment, Sunday brunch, and enjoy a beautiful meal in our award-winning restaurant. We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Raglan at the Harbour View Hotel.
Starting a landscaping project or just need ideas? Come and see us at Raglan Landscape Supplies. We have all the landscaping products you need. From stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster.
Please check out our website, www.raglanlandscapesupplies.co.nz.
We are at 140 Tomato Road. Look for the big green wheelbarrow or ring 825-0577.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
If you have ever thought about volunteering, now is a great time to contact Volunteering Waikato. Their brand new website makes it easier than ever before to find the right opportunity in your town. Get involved in your community, boost your CV, meet new people and learn new skills. For more information, go to volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Volunteering Waikato, enriching lives.
You're listening to Irirangi o Whangaroo, official station of the Maui Dolphin.
And we are back here on 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. You're listening to Random Rendezvous with Reza and...
And Neil.
You need to say your full name.
Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan.
Thank you. And before we're going to get into the last nitty-gritty bits of the notice board, he's just going to play this other great remix. I just spoke about my favorite Daryl Hall and John Oates song.
You did.
Out of Touch. Here it is in the Avant-Garde Tableau remix.
Shake it up is all that we know. Using body,
a great song.
Whoa, I'm warm now.
Yeah, we were dancing a little bit. So that was Out of Touch with the Avant-Garde Tablot remix from Daryl Hall and John Oates and the Avant-Garde Tablot people.
That was a song, eh? That was a song.
I mean, it's already good as it is, the actual original song. But that, with a beat, you know, and you feel like, I want to do some aerobics now, kind of.
Well, have you heard about, I was actually looking at that before, Bangers for Breakfast.
I did. Are you going?
That'll be fun. I think so.
When is it?
20th of July at 7 a.m. in the town hall.
It's like almost 4 weeks away.
You'll hear a bit of tunes.
Tell me again in 3 weeks' time on a Monday.
We'll do. Save the date. Bangers for Breakfast.
Bangers for Breakfast.
Check it out. There's an event on the regular notice board.
That's a day before I'm leaving for the old country.
And 3 days before I leave as well.
Where are you going?
The old country.
Oh, also another old country. True. Ah, you're leaving on the 23rd. How long are you away for?
3 weeks.
Okay, but who's doing the show, Neil? No. We did not talk about this. Like, we can't both leave at the same time. Because what's going to happen to the show?
Well, they can patch us in.
Do you want to do a remote show at, what, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning? And be like, yeah, Raglan Rage, I didn't check anything, but here we go. I don't know. Do you?
We can think about it over the next couple of weeks.
It's basically code word for Raisa, don't say this. We're not going to do freaking anything. Oh, we'll see. I mean, I'm away for, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 5. I haven't figured it out yet.
I hope everyone's going to be okay.
People will have an issue with this not happening because this is the Monday. This is Monday night in winter. Keeps people up floating, you know. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's Monday evening. It's 14 minutes almost past 8. With me is Neil. Do we still have some goodies from the notice board?
I think we've kind of covered. We've covered pretty much
the most.
I guess our top 6, if we're counting.
Yeah, well, who is counting?
And there's some good ones in there. So, I want to say a big thank you to those people who have contributed towards the show.
There was one thing where I thought maybe you can update me on what that is about, because the post was basically an update about something and I must have missed the original post. So the poster was, has 4 days ago, hey fams, I'm in Morrinsville, just want to thank everybody that helped me and my fur baby since the accident last Wednesday, the 12th of June. And then thanks to all the people. I was like, what happened? Huh? Did you know what happened?
No, I'm not too sure. I think there was an accident and someone was helped. Something to do with some fur babies.
Thank you so much for summing it up. I couldn't have done it any better. And then I was just thinking, well, you know what's the easiest way to figure out what the post was actually about?
Do they pets or is it actually babies that have fur?
You should ask that under the post. But you know what I'm doing as we're rambling away? I'm just Googling the person and trying to figure out if that person has recently posted.
So this is why we do, you do homework at home.
I'm being told off. Wow. Wow, that was low.
No.
No.
No, you do a great job. You put many hours into the show and it doesn't go unnoticed, folks. Well, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, yeah. Somebody better sponsor me because we need some money to keep this alive. Do we though? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
You can pay us also in chocolates. Oh, did I tell you? Man, that was actually great. Last Monday.
Yeah.
When you and me were talking about that, I once said on the radio, oh, I would die for some chocolate. And then a friend came in like years ago, came in and brought me some chocolate because he heard me in the car begging for chocolate.
Beautiful moment.
Almost the exact same thing happened again on Thursday, 5:30, because my friend who came home from work listened to the radio. Oh, wait, but the radio's empty. Nobody's there. Calling me, Raisa, what's going on? I hear you, but where are you? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's a replay. I was ready to bring you chocolate. I was like,
so the time to bring chocolate is a Monday.
Yes, between 7 and 8:30. It doesn't have to be chocolate; can be other things, like beverages.
Surprise! Just a tap, tap, tap on the window and
smile, a friendly wave. We're happy about that. We're on Bow Street. Can't miss it. It's the very blinky, blinky room. if you're listening to the replay on a Thursday between 5 and 6.30, don't bring me chocolate.
Save it for Monday. Or buy the chocolate, but then save it for Monday.
Save it for Monday. Or tell someone else to bring it.
What do you think Thursday's going to be like?
Thursday?
I mean, we're doing the show. It's going to be played on Thursday. What's the kind of picture we should create for Thursday? Hey, we hope everyone's having a great Thursday. The weather is beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, it's Friday tomorrow.
So such a hot day today, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, if this is replayed in summer, we're like, oh man, today was such a cold, bloody day.
Whoa.
Because we do the replays when we're away, probably. I'm going to replay the
whole shebang. Surf was pumping.
Yeah, it was tiny this morning, but it looked nice.
No, I'm talking about Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, yeah, Thursday it's pumping.
It was so good today. I was out there all for 4 hours. Man, yeah. It was good.
And it's like a cyclone is just hitting town. It was like 6 meter waves. But Neil was out there surfing. Now, what I picture for Thursday is a dad and his two kids in the car back from Hamilton. Hamilton boys, Hamilton girls. The school.
Yeah.
It's a girl and a boy. So
yeah.
And they're just past the divvy. And it's like 5:20. And yep. Raglan 98.1 just comes in range. Mm. And they're listening to me saying ships a bunch of times. I mean, like, Dad, why is she saying ships? What kind of ships is she talking about?
And then Dad's going, oh, we're going to change the channel. And they're like, no, keep it because it's so cool listening
we
to this show.
We love Neil. He's the funniest.
I don't know if they're saying that. I think they're just saying, we should keep listening to this because...
Dad's irritated by it.
Yeah.
Dad hates it. Let's keep listening.
So keep that on 98.1. Or if you can listen to it through your phone and Bluetooth or through your speakers. There's lots of ways you can listen to the show.
So many
ways. So many.
Ways. I do like the archive. I made the big mistake and listen to the show from 3 years ago, like one of my first shows.
Wow.
And I was like, no.
What was going
on
3 years ago?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I didn't
Let's
know
unpack.
What I was doing. I mean, Let's I still unpack. Don't know what I'm doing most of the time, but at least now I can pretend I know what I'm doing. Back then, no freaking idea, right? Just like, oh, which button? Oh, my God, what am I? What am I doing? Without the German accent, but it's just not funny. Mm. And I was doing it right after the guy I then started dating. Who also had a show here, Fresh Cuts with Kim. Great show. Still archive if you want to check it out. But I think he struggled a little bit with me coming into his territory.
Mm, his space.
There's a bit of an ego situation there.
If you're out there.
Oh, gosh.
No. Lisa has got through it.
I'm over it.
She's come a long way doing this show.
Yeah. But hey, if you still want to do one, I mean, you can remote in. People would not mind. We don't mind you. So yeah, that was interesting. But just my voice and my... And then I listened to another show where I knew, oh, that was a time where I was deeply depressed. And I can tell, obviously, on the sound because I'm playing way more music, not in that chat. And I also remember that people in Berlin were texting me, being like, I can hear that you're not doing well.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, eh? Like just the sound of your voice and the way you are talking is like, you're not doing okay, are you? And I'm like, no. But I just played music and got out of the house, so...
There you go.
Good times, Ray.
We just wanted to say a big hi to all those in Berlin right now.
It's Hope you're having a great time. Yeah, probably Berkheim's
on. Euros on.
Yeah. Oh, the Euro. Yeah, me and Neil watched like one game so far on Saturday morning, 7. It was Scotland versus Germany, obviously.
Yeah, that wasn't as good for me, but...
yeah, so...
it was a bit of a loss, but...
Just picture a 50-something-year-old... throwing a tantrum and throwing his toys. That was Neil, basically, that Saturday morning.
Pretty much. And then today.
And then today, when it was finally...
Well. But it's only a game.
You say that now.
It's only a game.
He's going to go home now and cry. That's okay. Hey, Neil, you were here for like an hour. I think that was the longest we've ever talked about the raging ship that's going on the Raglan notice board. Do you feel like it was too much or was it...
It felt like 5 minutes. Time goes so fast.
So fast. So that was Raglan Rage. We're going to play Depeche Mode with Personal Jesus in the Stargate mix. Thanks, Neil, for coming, and I'll see you next Monday.
You are booked in.
Kakite.
Reach out and touch faith. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone.
things on your chest you need to confess. I will deliver you, know I'm a forgiver.
What a tune, what a tune. That was Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus, the Stargate mix. Yeah, I do love a good remix from an old 80s or 90s song, I have to say. It's pretty cool. Wow, that was a fun evening with Neil. That guy just never disappoints, you know, it's always fun. I wonder if he's always that way or if he has days where he's just, you know, not so fun. Well, I might never know. This was Rendezvous with Reza for this week, and also the Raglan Rage segment with Neil, Son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan. If you do want to listen to another show that is very PG-16 and not for kids, listen to my show Reza After Dark on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. If you're listening on Monday, if you're listening on Thursday, it's next week, because there's no replay for that. And that's going to be 8:30 to 9:30. And I will continue or finishing the book King Stories. I'm pretty sure we haven't. I think there's one more story to read. And then we're going to dive into a new book, Come As You Are. If your kids are not asking what that means, just make something up. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night. Stay warm out there and see you next week, 7 o'clock for Rendezvous with Reza, or maybe tomorrow. And here's the last tune for the night. That is Happy Mondays and Andrew Rethel and Paul Oakenfold with Hallelujah in the club mix. Party people, have a good night. Ka kite.
fancy a whole smorgasbord of good music with chunky bits of blues.